T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, Sean, you done stepped off in it. Come on, Sean. Gosh damn it, man.
It's the Sports Radio 610 Roundtable Big Bracket Edition. Live from Twin Peaks at Kirby and 59. Here's former Loyola and Siena head basketball coach Jimmy Patsos, Sean Pendergast, and The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, as we are live, getting you ready for the Final Four, which comes up Saturday right here. Matchups, the first game, San Diego State, FAU, kind of Cinderella's meeting each other, and then Miami and UConn in the nightcap. Sean Pendergast, as you heard, Jimmy, I don't know if you heard that, that was Clint's mother, all threatening.
I like that.
Threatening Sean.
All up in my business.
Yeah, that's
her
chance.
It's like modern day coaching. The moms are just as involved.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Find you a few more excuses.
She's got a chance now. She's got a real chance, this media thing.
As they said, former head coach Siena Loyola, Jimmy Patsos. Give him a round of applause. Here we go. Let me hear it out. Hear it out. There she goes. There we go. There we go. Jimmy joins us here as we're getting ready for the Final Four. And I'm gonna come right here, Jimmy and Sean. You can jump in on this, but Jimmy, I'm gonna go to you first. And this is really this is really something from the text line. I don't know what I like to do, but I'm going out. As they said, Jimmy, I need you to sell me on this Final Four. Somebody texted in and said, Jimmy, I need you to sell me on this Final Four. I was really hoping U of H would be here or Texas would be here, and you just sell me on this Final Four.
Well, look, Ronnie Terry's a friend of mine. He did a really good job. When I was in the CBI, we beat him at Fresno State. He had Tyler Johnson, but we became friends. It was the only time we ever played 2 out of 3. That's how the CBI used to be. Who was won by Charlotte, by the way, which we're going to run around about how good that conference is. Charlotte won the CBI. UAB is available for the NIT win, and, of course, Florida Atlantic. Things are shifting from the Blue Bloods. But I'm with an Arkansas guy who's going to have 3 guys drafted in the first round and a Kansas guy, who's Grady Dick and maybe someone else. It's a little strange with no Blue Bloods. But then I get the heat from the UConn people saying, we got 3 titles. We're here. Right?
Yeah.
The Huskies, I was there in Albany with them when it was a close drive, and they had deep team and Hurley's. It's pretty funny. Mays, Hurley, they, and Dutcher all got the job within a year. Mm-hmm. Larrinaga has been there forever.
Yeah.
He's like a 35-year coach.
Yep.
Those guys are relatively new, and what they've done at Florida Atlantic has become relevant. And Clint, you're in the football business. They had Lane Kiffin. Like, they know what they're doing.
Yep.
It's just a little different, Ron. You got a good point. How do you sell it when, look, last year in New Orleans, I'm sitting there on a Saturday having a few libations, and you know what? It was just kind of.
What were you drinking, Jimmy?
At that point, Bloody Marys. We were evolving. But we started with a breakfast and a Bloody, and we were getting ready for the game.
The guy is drunk.
Sorry, that's Tyler.
It's a process.
I'm more of a late night. I'm a nocturnal by nature guy, as Bill Raftery says. But as you know, Clint, it was a little weird. It wasn't weird. It was fascinating to watch Carolina come right down Bourbon Street, and then, of course, here comes Kansas down Bourbon Street.
Villanova.
And then here comes Villanova. Yeah. And then, of course, Duke's last because of Coach K's thing. But that was as blue-bloody. And, you know, it's a different feel there because they just come storming down to go to the game. This is at like, you know, 11:30 till like, let's just say 3 or 4. I was making sure I was taking inventory. But it was interesting to see. Now, here, Florida Atlantic's out of the box. Larrinaga in Miami football school and San Diego State Dutcher, but be careful. San Diego State won their league. Miami won the ACC.
Yeah.
See, the ACC is different. They don't care how many teams they get in. They want someone in the Final Four. Last year they had 2. They have now. They have this year with Miami. UConn is the only one that didn't win their league, but they're blue blood. But I'll leave it at that. I'm selling you this because it's new. And I heard you guys talking. I know Musselman, who's probably working the phones right now for transfers. He's just a great. It's a different game.
Yeah.
The conferences are changing. By the way, Florida Atlantic and UAB are now coming to the American, which has Memphis.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's going to be 6 or 7 conferences that could send someone there. And that's how it is. It's just, but it's going to be this way. Like, Kansas isn't just going to win every year because either they're going to be young or they're going to have guys that are moving up. Like, And, you know, Clint, I'm sure when you played, you probably went to Arkansas and you were in a depth chart and everybody was really good and it took a while. It's different now.
Who can Jayhawks going together? Down.
Yeah. Jay, I love this. Completely. But my opinion on the whole answer is I can sell you this because I think this is actually the best wave of the future coming. I think it's really interesting. Guys are out there recruiting and coaching differently. But it's going to be a surprise team every year. And let's face it, San Diego State and Miami, those are good markets. It's time to bring them to the forefront. I don't want it every year. But here's the thing for you, Ron.
Sure don't.
Everyone wants to know how you're going to adjust at Kansas. Because we've already been playing this. Look, I was at Maryland. We were almost a blue blood, but we weren't Duke and Carolina. So you had to get creative, right, Clint?
Yeah.
And, you know, Texas football, Oklahoma, they're bigger. We've been playing the shell game a little. You guys have just been kind of waltzing in and owning it. Now you're going to have to play our game a little bit. In my opinion, Clint, the big boys are going to have to drop down and play our game a little.
I'm interested to get your take on exactly that, Coach. Is from a coach's perspective, the game, you got NIL on one side, you got transfer portal on the other side, and then you got one and dones, and you got, I mean, in college basketball, I think it touches all of the above that I mentioned, touches football as well, but as you said, there's 80, 90 guys that you're having to deal with. You don't see it so quickly, where y'all got 15, 16
and
guys.
Not physically ready to play as good as they can be. Sure. Walking on your field's a little different than walking on our court.
Right. How as a coach, like, how do these guys deal with it? How would you deal with that change? Obviously, you have to embrace it, but how different is it?
Got to have good boosters that have NIL money. And then I just want 7 or 8 guys. Musselman taught me that. His best team he ever coached was Nevada, went to the Sweet 16. He meant best and his happiest. He had 7 guys, and a tight end was his 8th man. So they were all, and he was pumped to be playing basketball. So they were the happiest group ever.
Yeah,
that might be what you do every year because you don't have to build long. Like, I don't think Grady Dick's ready, but he's going to get picked. The NBA is different.
You got to.
Well, if you're young, they pick in. I'm a Ravens guy, so I watch football really closely. We might lose Lamar, but are we going to get 2 first rounds? But they're not going to automatically make it in football. Basketball, they'll take them young. They want them young to groom. You got Jalen Green here. You're dealing with it right now in Houston. You're losing, but you're getting guys better. Deshaun Nixon, all these young guys you got, but they're not ready to win. Football, you got to be physically ready to play. There's a lot of guys, and you kind of don't earn your money until you win in football. We will prepay in basketball for, as we say, Clint, talent, you know, or potential. What I'm just interested to see, like I said, even Calipari, who's been a shell game player, he's the best poker player I've ever met. But he hasn't figured this game out yet.
No.
It's almost like he went from 5-card stud to 7-card stud with no blind draw. And he doesn't really, like, he's like, hey, man, I used to get 2 aces. And, of course, I could win with 2 aces. I love John. He's a much better basketball coach than you think. He's a friend of mine.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.